Jimmy Rutherford, general manager of the Pittsburgh Penguins. So you guys are going pretty good now.
Yeah, we've had had a good run here this last few weeks, yep.
So what do you pinpoint the turnaround with your team? Because you can go a couple of different directions. Trevor Daley coming in, the coaching change, Sid just being Sid again. How do you size it up?
Yeah, it's all those things and a few more. Clearly, the coaching change has been really good. You know, Mike Sullivan really clicked with this group of guys and how he likes to play the game and how the guys like to play the game. Sid's been a good player all year. He started to produce a lot more, though, in the second half. Of course, that's the way everybody judges him, based on his production. But I really feel that he's played hard all year and he's played well. We were a slow team early in the year, especially back-to-back games and playing a lot of games in a short period of time, and we had to try to change that. So we've gone from a slow team to a fast team. We added Trevor Daley. We added Carl Hagelin. We brought some young guys up from the minors that can really skate, Rust and Wilson and Kuhnuckel and Sheary. So it's been a combination of all those things. And then there's a bunch of guys that I haven't mentioned, like Letang and Fleury and these guys. They've been pretty good players for us.
When you look at all those things, you put them together, Jim, and it makes for a great run here. But let's go back to after that first week, and I'm sure you've been asked about 2,000 times about this, but after the first few games where Mike Sullivan and the team still wasn't responding, can you take us back to that time? And even though hockey sometimes has to be the old marathon, not a sprint, did you have some nerves about, oh, my God, maybe this thing won't turn around?
And what? No, not at all. You know, some people miss some of the facts when they look at the results. We didn't have Letang and Fleury playing then. And when you take those guys out of your lineup, we actually played a couple of really good games when we went 0-4 after the coaching change. We outplayed Washington really bad in our building, and I think we outshot them 2-1, and we lost by a goal. And there was another game in that four-game run. Two of them we deserved to lose. Two of them we could have won. So I did not have any second thoughts at all. There was just some circumstances around it.
Jimmy, you mentioned that Sid's been good all year, but excuse me, the production wasn't there in that first half. What's changed in his game, I guess, since the coaching change? Is it as simple as shooting more?
Well, he's getting a little more help now. I mean, one guy can only do so much. He was setting guys up. We weren't converting as a team. We weren't scoring. We weren't creating as many scoring chances as we are now. But I think the fact that we've become a more balanced team, where teams can't just concentrate on one line, we have more speed. We have a much better transition game from the back end, which really helps a guy like Sid, because he likes to go through that neutral zone at top speed and get the puck, and he wasn't getting it early in the year.
Your team yesterday, Jim, had a fantastic, as we like to call it in the business, playoff-style game, right, against the Washington Capitals, in the sense of the intensity, the nastiness. You mentioned, though, just a moment ago that your team is faster, which it absolutely is with all the aforementioned players. Is there any concern, or can your team sustain that type of, or do they need to sustain that type of physical play that we saw yesterday to be successful? Or is that kind of more of an old-school type of game that we saw?
Depends what type of game it is. You know, like we can bring up, we have guys in Wilkes-Barre that we can bring up if we just want to play a game like that and, you know, have a lot of fights and really turn good hockey into bad hockey. But we have a team right now that's not going to go out and out-muscle or beat teams up, but we have a group of guys that are really tough. And as you saw yesterday, took some pretty hard hits and just kept going and won the game the way you're supposed to win it.
Sounds like you have the Hansons down there.
Well, actually, they are close by. We haven't reached out to them yet, but that is a thought.
Has Trevor Daley been better than you expected when you picked him up, Jimmy?
Well, he's been really good. He's what we hoped he would be. I mean, he's scoring some big goals now, jumping into the holes, and we have guys that can get him the puck. but he scored a jumped in, went into the hole in Philadelphia, tied the game. Yesterday, again, early in the game, I think he scored our second goal. It was a big goal for us. So he has been very, very good.
Jim Rutherford with us, the general manager of the Pittsburgh Penguins, who have moved into the 2 seed in the Metropolitan Division, chatting with us on Hockey Central at noon with Darren Millard, Billy Jaffe, and Scott Morrison.
And we just talked about Trevor Daley. How about an update, if you can offer one, on Brian Dumoulin after that big hit he took yesterday, Jim?
He got hurt on the play. He's dealing with an injury that's not long term. I guess I'll say, I haven't got a report from the trainer today, but I'll class it more as a day-to-day thing. He did get hit pretty hard, but he's going to be okay.
Where are you guys with your goaltending?
We're right where we want to be. We made a decision earlier in the year to put Murray in the minors so he could play a lot of games and not sit a long time behind Fleury. We know what Fleury's done for us. I mean, he really carried the team earlier in the year, and in these big games, he's come up big for us at the right times of the game, so everybody knows what he can do. And then Zakhov won some games for us, did a good job for us as a backup. So we got the 3 goalies. The coach will go more with Fleury, obviously, and right now Murray is the guy that gets slotted in to play the games when Fleury doesn't.
I was just going to say, as a former goalie, Jimmy, where are you with the changes that apparently are finally coming out of your manager's meetings last week?
Well, it's a step in the right direction. You know, like we let it get out of hand as a group, as a general managers and as a league. You know, we didn't clamp down on it early enough, and the goalies and their goalie coaches just kept adding things on. So now we're at a point where it seems like everybody's cooperating, the goalies, the PA, the league, and we're moving in the right direction. It's always important to understand that the manufacturer has to make equipment that's going to protect the goalies. You don't want your goalies getting hurt. But we are at that point where they can make protective equipment, make it smaller. We'll see a change in the goalie style where it's going to go to be more athletic and reflexes compared to how the game's growing and with, you know, the big blockers. And then, of course, the second step will be the lower part of the goalie equipment, if there's any changes need to be made there. But this is, I think there's been some people that have worked very hard on this. Kay Whitmore and several people have worked very hard on this and really got it going in the right direction.
Think we'll ever see a skate save again?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the game, you know, I mean, the game is so fast now, and things happen so quick. I guess, but I don't think as we remember it in the old days.
Do you remember practicing those things?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's, you know, when you're growing up and you go to hockey school, that was one of the things that practiced all the time. But kind of thing of the past. I mean, the goalie skates are so different now.
Yeah, they don't even have cowlings on them. But no, to be able to make a save with your skate, like 6 inches of blade compared to the guys with the pads now, it's unbelievable that you guys could make that type of save.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just all what you get used to and how you're taught. And the goaltending has changed dramatically over the years.
Can we go back to a little bit more on Sidney Crosby, who, yes, the points have been put up, and yes, that's how he's get judged, fair or not, by the general media and probably the public. But do you know what Mike Sullivan sat down and because there are reports that they sat and they talked, but how he was able to get through to him to resonate so much with him, Jim?
Well, I think you have to give credit to the coach in one respect. But you have to give credit to the player. You know, Sid is so determined to do well. And so you can be sure that while all this was going on, he was trying to figure out different ways also. So you have to give both those guys credit for for his turnaround on the offensive side of it.
Strategically, and we're with Jim Rutherford, general manager of the Pittsburgh Penguins, number two seed in the Metropolitan Division by way of a tiebreaker right now with Darren Millard, Billy Jaffe, and Scott Morrison. Strategically, did you guys change anything with the approach after the coaching change? You're playing a different style?
Well, yeah, there were a number of things changed. I mean, the way the power play was set up, that was one thing. And our style of play, and part of that was because we had different players that we can do that. We talked about that earlier, where our transition game's better from the back end. You know, when you add Trevor Daley back there, that's changed. And you know, now we brought Pouliot up from the minors. We got Schultz. You know, we got more guys that can move the puck. And got more mobility from the back end, and I think that's changed our game a lot. We're also in the offensive zone. We're getting more pucks to the net. We're getting more activity in front of the net, which we weren't in the early going.
How's Phil Kessel been?
He's been doing fine. I think his game in Philadelphia was probably his best game of the year. As an all-around game. I mean, he was forechecking and doing things that I really haven't seen in his career. But, you know, again, it's the expectations of, you know, what is a goal scorer supposed to have at this point? You know, is he supposed to have 30 goals? And if he doesn't have 30 goals, does it mean he's not playing well? But I would say overall, he's bought in to what the coach is trying to do and bought in to trying to be a team guy. And I'm sure he'd like to see a little more production on the goal side, but overall he's done pretty well.
What were your expectations?
You know, I wasn't quite sure. I think, and I can speak a little bit from experience, from being in one place a long time. I was in Carolina a long time, and I know my year here last year, there was a lot of emotions built up because you're still thinking about some of those things in the past and you shouldn't be. And I can relate that to Phil. He was in Toronto. He loved Toronto. I know it was hard sometimes for him there. But at the same time, he loved it there and he really didn't want to leave. And I really feel that he's dealing with that. He still deals with that emotion. But at the same time, when you look at him and you look at the way he shoots the puck and you look at the way he skates, my expectations is that he would get 30 goals this year.
So you disappointed then?
No, I'm not. I actually, I would be disappointed if he didn't buy into what the coach is saying and buy into being a team player and doing some of the things that maybe he wouldn't have done in his past as far as playing the game. And we know at any time that he can change the game. When he's out there, the team has to watch him real close. And now he's shooting the puck more, and pucks are going to go in. But no, I'm fine with the way Phil's played.
Jimmy, you've always been, memory serves correct, an aggressive general manager, right? Never waiting around too long. Is that something that you learned, or is that just something in your DNA that you've always had that mindset ever since you've been in management?
I think if you can jump in earlier and get a deal done and get it out of the way, it takes a player out of the market. It gets the player you want. You know, this year we were a little ahead of the curve, you know, with Daley and Hagelin. And then at the deadline we were looking for a defenseman. And we felt a change for Schultz would be good. And at this point it has. I think he's like plus five and he has a few points. He got his first goal yesterday. And then the other thing at the deadline, you know, like people are always looking for that big deal, but we really believed in our young players. We really believed that our young players could help us. And that's what people are seeing now. These guys, the Kuhnuckles and the Russ and the Shearys, and of course Wilson's hurt now, but he played real well prior to him getting hurt. And then Pouliot also, of course, he's been out of the lineup a little bit here in the last couple of weeks, but his development was good, and he came in and played well.
Kuhnuckle is one of the greatest names in hockey. Did you just say Kuhnuckle, or how are you saying it?
I don't know.
that's great.
Tom.
Yes, exactly. Congratulations on the turnaround. I'm going to be honest. We were worried there midway through the season what was happening with Sid, but he's turned around. So is your team, and your goaltender bailed you out early, and you're headed towards a playoff spot. So good on you.
Thank you.